Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about, should a woman wash her vagina, her vajay, her private area, her pocketbook with soap, or should she not? Now, this should not even be a discussion at all. It is so crazy that this has gone viral, and it's something I'm constantly seeing. I'm seeing women, dermatologists, all type of people, even men, join in on the conversation. And the conversation is crazy to me because it's just like, if you're not going to use soap everywhere, don't use it anywhere. Because like that argument does not hold up. And it is, oh, I don't use soap in between my legs because I don't want to throw off my pH scale. What people fail to realize is sleeping with the wrong person throws off your pH scale, or not properly cleaning yourself throws off your pH scale, your diet, what you're eating every day, too much sugar, too much whatever, salt, throws off your pH scale, too much, rich foods, shrimp, lobster, wine, liquor, too much of that type of stuff throws off your pH scale. So everybody's so worried about soap and what kind of harm soap would, do to washing. And it's just like, why do you even get in the shower? You just get in the shower, you wash your arms, legs, face, everything with soap because you want to clean yourself. But when it comes to washing your private area, you skip that area and don't wash with soap, which makes no sense to me. I mean, now, all soaps are not equal. I do know that some soaps are harsher than others. But if you can find a soap for sensitive skin with little to no ingredients in there, by all means, yes. Now, reaching, like when you wash yourself and you're going up, of course not. Your body cleans and cleanses itself internally. So that's something that's already built into your body, so you don't have to worry about that. But what you do have to worry about is cleansing the outside of yourself. See, it's crazy because this is the message that we're sending out to people and young girls that maybe don't have or afraid to have this conversation. They may go to the internet to look for information, and this information being given out that you should not properly cleanse yourself with soap and water is beyond me. Like, if you go to a restaurant and a couple or, family just got done eating and they say, hold on, I'm going to clean off the table. They don't use no soap and water. They just use only water. Is the table clean? Then all the dishes that the family prior to you just used, they say, I'm not going to clean these plates and silverware and cups with soap. I'm just going to use water and we're going to bring them out to you. Are you going to be comfortable eating on that? No, you're not, because it's not clean, because no soap was used. In order to clean something, you need to use some type of antibacterial, antimicrobial, some kind of astringent. You need to use something that cleans and cleanses. Now, if you want to just wash your car with just water, that's fine. Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a car. But we're talking about your body and the longevity of your body. And what do you think is going to happen if you don't wash yourself properly? With some type of, you can use peroxide, you can use baking soda, you can use witch hazel, you can use baby soaps or some type of sensitive soaps. I'm not saying put a whole bunch of chemicals down there, but people are so worried about their pH, but they're not worried about the person that they're sleeping with or multiple people that they're sleeping with and how that's throwing off their pH, and how the person that they're sleeping with, what are their habits? What is their health? They throw off your pH. What you're eating, too much sugar, that throws off your pH. So you're telling me you'll menstruate, you'll have sex, and you'll only wash with water? That is absurd. That is ridiculous. That is nasty. And whoever told y'all that, do not believe the hype. Do not believe the hype. You need to be clean. You need to wash with soap and water, period. Now, it's up to you to find out what soap works best for you. If you want to create your own type of soap, some type of natural soap, some type of not acidic but neutral soap, basic soap, meaning not basic, you know, meaning a brand or something. I mean basic as the chemical makeup and structure of it so that it does not change your pH scale, so that your pH is neutral and you're not using some sort of acid soap. Or when once you get out of the shower, are you putting on acidic perfume or soaps or whatever? So you're talking about pH, like, there's other factors that affect your pH. Are you drinking enough water? I mean, I could just go on and on and on, but this, I keep seeing this online of, you know, it being a debate and the comments are full of, oh no, it's going to throw off your pH. Oh no, oh no. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. Yes, you do use soap if you want to properly cleanse yourself. How can you menstruate? How can you have intercourse? Like, these are the same women. Like, if you have a baby, you're not going to cleanse yourself with soap eventually. Like, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. It's absurd to me. You cannot properly cleanse something without some sort of soap. I leave it up to your own discretion of what type of soap you're going to use. No, do you do not dig all up in yourself with the soap. No, you do not do that. But you do want to wash the surface of your vagina, your vajay, your pocketbook, your pee, whatever you want to call it. Yes, you do use soap. Again, this is your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and I thank you for listening. Peace.